welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress.
We think on continuously we're going to become, and that's what the enemy's trying to do, you see, is to get us continuously thinking on something that is negative, something that is fearful, something that does not line up with God's word. And so if we're thinking on it, it's going to become. That's what God's word says, and we don't want that. Everything around us is lying and vying for our thoughts. When you look up think in that scripture that says whatsoever we think in our heart we become, think there means an opening, a door, a gate. Close the gate. Shut the door in the name of Jesus. Because when we open it up and we allow that to go on in our mind, in our thinking, we will become what we think. It's just as simple as that, because the Word of God says that. If we see ourselves as a strong Christian, as a strong believer, and even when in days where we feel like we're so weak, we don't know if we can put one foot in front of the other, but that thought is there, but our word and our confession is, no, I'm strong in the Lord, I can. No, I'm full of His mighty power, I will. Through Christ, I can overcome everything. I can do all things. If we say that, the cycle will break. Instead of saying what we think, saying what we think, saying what we think. Amen? Hallelujah. This is what the Lord said to me. Stop, think, and replace. You could be sitting for an hour doing whatever you're doing, and the thoughts have been going around for a whole hour. The Lord said to me, say this, stop, think, and replace. Stop that, think, what have I been thinking about? No, I'm going to examine that thought and put a word there, put a scripture there. Stop, think, and replace. What are we replacing it with? It is written, if the devil tells you you're going to die, you're going to do what happened to your mother, your father. You have the same sickness. You have the same disease. No, stop. Think. Proverbs 30:32 says, listen to this. Lay your hand over your mouth. And in Hebrew, when I look the scripture up where it says mouth, it means put a hand over our mind. Let's do that. Let's examine our thoughts for a minute. Let's examine our hearts for a minute. We're stopping. We're thinking. What is it? How long has it been there? Is it the truth? Is it God? Is it a scripture? Is it the word? And we're replacing it with the truth. So whatever it might be, replace it with the scripture that's coming to your spirit, man, right now. Certainly not to say what we're thinking. We see ourselves strong. We see ourselves complete. We see ourselves victorious. You know, if Eve had only done this, the deception and the evil and the darkness and all that's taking place, it wouldn't be going on. But God gives us an opportunity to be Eve and to live right and to think right, consistently choosing to make the right choice at the right time. Setting a hand over our mouth before we say it. Asking the Holy Spirit in the morning, Holy Spirit, help me today to say and to speak only what you want to come out of my mouth. I had an awful mouth. I had a nasty mouth. I had a sarcastic mouth. I had a rebellious mouth. And Pastor Paul, with his precious, sweet self, in our early years of marriage, had so much patience with me and loved me like Jesus would love somebody. Because if I was him, I would have kicked me out. And I'm here to testify about the goodness of God. Because I couldn't control myself. I had such a bad temper that would just flare up like somebody lit dynamite. And it wasn't until I cried out to God. I was a believer, full of the Holy Spirit. We were in Bible college. I had to cry out to the Lord for help. But he came, and he helped me. Somebody didn't lay hands on me. I didn't fall out on the floor. Somebody didn't come hold my hand and say, it's going to be all right. You're going to change. I'm going to pray with you that God changed you. Nobody knew. It was between Pastor Paul and I. But God knew, and God loves me, and God loves you. God loves you so much. God wants nothing but the best for you. And it's so vital and important we get this concept. Because it's a lifestyle that we cannot think and then say what we think. Stop, think, and replace with God's word and say what that says. And if we can't say it, then lay a hand over our mouth. But the Lord is precious. He helped me to overcome that. I'm not perfect, and anybody who knows me knows I'm not perfect, that's for sure. But I've come a long way in the spirit realm in being able to have self-control, and it's critical. I just feel it's critical. I feel the world is so evil, and I feel it's critical that we get our thinking right and lined up with God's word, get our speaking right, lined up with God's word. God gave us a spirit to think and to speak. We're not just a human being, we're a spirit being. We have a spirit to speak. If things are going crazy and haywire, we don't say what's going on. We say, Lord, we use the blood of Jesus Christ in that situation. If we have a rebellious child, if there's family situations going on, we don't speak out and say what that is. We speak out and we decree and we say we are a speaking spirit. We say what we want to see. We call our children blessed and peaceful. We call our finances overcoming as we give God our seed. We don't say what it is. We call what's not as though it were. We're people of faith. Hallelujah. And we have God on the inside of us to give us the strength to do this. I couldn't do this without him. Could you do this without him? No, we couldn't do this without him. And so I want to just turn to John 6:63. Hallelujah. God gave us a spirit, not tearing our house down with our mouth, not calling our children names, not talking about other believers and calling them names and gossiping and slandering. Amen? And John 6 and verse 63 says this so beautifully. It says, it is the Spirit who gives life. He's the life giver. The flesh conveys no benefit whatsoever. There is no profit in it. The words and the truths that I have been speaking to you are spirit and life. It's the spirit that gives life. He's the life giver. Our flesh conveys no benefit, so there's no profit in it. So we cannot let our flesh, our thoughts, our mind speak out. There's no profit in that. The profit is in speaking out by the Spirit and through the Spirit and what the Spirit says. Amen? Hallelujah. Philippians 4:8 says, think on true things. You know, sometimes facts are facts, and we see it as a truth. But if it doesn't line up with God's word, then it's not true. It can be changed. Everything is subject to change. Amen? Go to Matthew 12:34-35. We have to remember something. Every single one of us is paving a way. We are blazing a trail for somebody that's following us. May not be a relative. It might be a relative. I don't know. But we are blazing a trail. So it's important how we live and what we say and what we do, because we have people that are following us. Amen? Matthew 12:34-35 says, the good man from his inner good treasure flings forth good things. What are we flinging forth? Something negative, something out of our mouth that does not line up with God's word. It says, a good man from his inner good treasure flings forth good things, and the evil man out of his inner evil storehouse flings forth evil things. So the question is, what are we flinging forth? And then he went on to say, this is Jesus talking, but I tell you, on the day of judgment, when we'll have to give an account for every idle, inoperative, non-working word they speak. The only thing that's working when we speak it is God's word. Amen? And if we're speaking other stuff, it's inoperable and non-productive. And then he says, for by your words, you will be justified. We can't blame somebody else. It's by our words we're justified. It's by our words, he said here. By your words, you'll be justified and acquitted, or by your words, you'll be condemned and sentenced. I don't want to be sentenced. I want to live and live all that God said for me to live. Amen? Go over to Ephesians 6. This is the last scripture. Ephesians 6, verse 10 says, in conclusion, be strong in the Lord. I don't have an ounce of strength in me. I do not. Every ounce of strength in me is the Spirit of God. There's nothing in us that's strong except the Spirit of the Lord. Amen? Ephesians. So in conclusion, be strong in the Lord. This is how we're concluding today. Be empowered through your union with Him. Draw your strength from Him. That strength which His boundless might provides. Put on God's whole armor. We're in a war. We're strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. We're dressed in armor. This is what we got when we got saved. God said, welcome to the kingdom. Here's your armor. Now go out and wage war in my name and in my power and overcome and prevail on this earth. It's not going to be easy, but it's doable. Amen? Put on God's whole armor, the armor of a heavy-armed soldier, which God supplies that you may be able successfully to stand up against all the strategies and deceits of the devil. All. For we are not wrestling with flesh and blood or contending only with physical opponents. You know, there's so much sorcery and witchcraft in the atmosphere. I mean, if you just look at movies, even children's movies, they're an abomination. Sorcery and witchcraft. Because people are hungry for the supernatural. And so they're buying into that and making money out of it. But this says here, we're not wrestling with flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponents, but against despotisms, against powers, against master spirits who are the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spirit forces of wickedness in heavenly places. So we are at war. But God's given us the power and the victory, and He defeated the enemy. So what are we doing at war? We're walking out the demonstration of Satan's defeat because he's already been defeated. On a daily basis, one day at a time, living in the Spirit, asking the Holy Spirit what to do, what to say, where to go, what not to do, what not to say, not giving up, not giving our words lined up with the situation. That's for sure. That's not going to do anybody any good. That's only going to make us feel worse because we're agreeing with the sorcery and the despotisms and the spirits in the world when we begin to decree and say anything that is not lined up with God's word. Hallelujah. It's time to dominate our thoughts. It's time to let God think through us. It's time to walk in the Spirit until the Spirit manifests the demonstration of Satan's defeat because he's already been defeated.
This is Pastor Carolyn Tabano. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. If today's program has encouraged you and you would like to become a partner with this ministry, please send all correspondence and financial contributions to Harvest Church, 303 Grooms Road, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. If you'd like to download today's message and view our complete media library, or if you'd like to know more about this ministry, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. Until next time, remember that you too can be sold out for Jesus because Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive.